With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too. And we've got two Adam's apples between us, and that makes us Short Stuff.
That's right. This was another one where I just all of a sudden saw a guy with a very prominent Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. And were you like,
I don't have a very prominent Adam's apple. Do you?
No, I just
don't
felt
think you
it
do either.
I don't. I've got a pretty wan Adam's apple.
Yeah, so we're both just a couple of low voice squeaker fellas.
I've got like an Adam's kumquat now that I really think about it.
I might have like a grape. I can barely feel that thing. But we're talking about Adam's apples here. That if you don't know, I don't want to be the podcaster that assumes everyone knows what that is. It can be that prominent bump in the sort of center throat, mm-hmm, of usually, as we'll see, a man. And let's talk about it. What is that thing?
Well, according to the Bible and Bible types, Adam, the original Adam, mm-hmm, was taking a bite of that forbidden apple, and some of it got stuck in his throat, which cursed all remaining men to come to be born with a symbol of that forbidden fruit sticking in his throat. And I love this article from How Stuff Works said, that's folklore. But in reality, the Adam's apple is a result of a boy's voice box larynx growing.
That's right. And big thanks to How Stuff Works for this and Jennifer Sellers, mm-hmm, the author, and thehealthy.com, and I love this one, Harley Street ENT.
Nice.
If you want to learn about the throat, go to an ear, nose, and throat place.
Sure, for sure.
That's their motto.
Yep. It's a little self-serving, but it is their motto, yeah.
That's right. And here's the deal. It is cartilage, and it starts out usually during puberty, mm-hmm, and it is your larynx. It is your voice box getting bigger and bigger, and your voice will get deeper. And so I was like, hey, does that mean if you have really prominent Adam's apple, you're more likely to have a deeper, more booming voice?
Yeah.
And that's true.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
The reason it's associated with men typically is it's activated, that growth of it is activated by testosterone, an increase in testosterone during puberty. But that's not to say that girls' larynxes don't grow as well. They just don't typically grow as prominent as boys do. And partially as a result of that, women have higher voices usually because their larynx is smaller than a man's larynx.
Right. So you're less likely to grow up looking like, I feel like Adrian Brody has a prominent Adam's apple, right?
Totally. Yes. That's a great example of that.
Although, I just watched that movie you told me to watch.
Which one?
The sort of murder mystery in the theater.
Oh, yeah. See How They Run.
Yeah. Very, very enjoyable. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I started watching a horror series that he's in from the set in the 1860s or whatever, called Chapel Wait.
Okay.
And apparently it's like a prequel to Salem's Lot, maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out yet. But
interesting.
It's okay. I just finished episode one, and I'm deciding whether or not to start two.
You've become quite the horror aficionado here.
It's true.
In your middle age.
I aficionate big time.
All right. So that's the difference of the size of the Adam's apple. Again, that's not to say that a woman could have an Adam's apple that you see and notice and can be prominent. There could be several reasons for this. It could be a genetic thing. Mm-hmm. It could be because of a hormonal imbalance that happened during puberty. It could just be an anomaly. But that's like, it can be problematic. I think that sometimes that's such a trait that you might associate with men that I think if a woman has one that's a little more prominent, that they might be embarrassed by that. Mm-hmm. You can get surgery for that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's called the feminizing condylaryngoplasty, the tracheal shave.
Tracheal shave.
Yeah, I'd rather it be called the feminizing condylaryngoplasty. tracheal shave sounds very painful. But it's apparently not. It's apparently a pretty safe procedure. And women with Adam's apples, who, by the way, Meg Ryan, Sandra Bullock, Miley Cyrus, all known to have Adam's apples.
Yep. Oh, Miley's got that that deep voice.
Yeah, she does, for sure. But if a woman is self-conscious about that, she might have that procedure. Or for trans women, that's often a part of it's often a procedure that they undergo. But although the growth of the larynx leads to a higher or lower voice, depending on how big it is, if you do a tracheal shave, that doesn't affect the voice. You
have to undergo, I was wondering about that.
You have to undergo voice feminizing surgery, where they actually go in and alter the length of the vocal cords.
Wow, very interesting. I'm glad you looked that up.
Yep.
All right, well, let's take a break here, ruminate on that, and we will come back and talk about sort of a adjacent idea, which is when you get the SADS and you get a lump in your throat.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing? It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Chuck, I am so psyched about this. This was the thing that I didn't know I wanted to know about. And it's great because it's fully explicable. I love those.
Yeah. The idea that you are, and it's usually a situation where, or I feel like it's usually a situation where you may not be able to just burst out in tears. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're trying to hold some emotion back and you go to swallow and it feels like you got a chunk of Havarti cheese in your throat. And it's very uncomfortable feeling. Mm-hmm. I think we've all had it. And that's, you know, you call that a lump in your throat.
Yeah, it's also known as the globus sensation or globus because...
That's a great band name.
Yeah, I think so. It all centers around the glottis, which is the opening between your vocal cords that you can breathe through. And let's explain this, okay? When you feel a lump in your throat and you're stressed out, The point to your body is that you're stressed out. And so the autonomic nervous system kicks in fight or flight. Remember our old friends, fight or flight, we used to talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to your autonomic nervous system, if you're in a stressful situation, it makes no differentiation between whether a bear is coming at you or the entire stadium at the World Series is booing you.
Uh-huh.
It does not matter. It treats it the same way. And what it does is it prepares you to fight or flight. And one way that you do that is by breathing in better. So it opens your glottis big time. and lets the oxygen in so that you can start getting that blood pumping and those muscles moving.
All right. So that's a good first part of the response. So what's happening literally is your glottis opens wide open because your body basically is saying you need to run in the other direction and get the heck out of here. And in order to do that most efficiently, you need to breathe in more oxygen. So we're going engines, we're going balls out, literally, is what we're doing. And we're going to open that glottis as wide as possible. But if you're laying on the couch watching Brian's Song, what's another sad movie? That's a bad old reference.
Ordinary People.
Okay, sure. I watched that on a plane recently. Very dumb.
Oh, really? Yeah, I never saw it. It looks too good. Early 80s to me.
No, it's really good. Or Terms of Endearment, let's say, or Steel Magnolias.
When
Shelby dies, Old Yeller. I'm sorry to spoil Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah, geez, that does put a lump in your throat. Man.
So if you're laying on your couch and your body is saying, get up and run down the street away from whatever this is that's stressing you out, and you're lying there trying to swallow, you're just having a hard time swallowing because in order to swallow, your glottis is supposed to close.
Right, but your glottis is wide open because of your autonomic nervous system, and therein is that lump in the throat. And the reason why you feel like swallowing and the reason you get a lump in your throat is because you're actively trying to fight back tears. Mm-hmm. And one way to fight back tears is to hold your breath, which you need to close your glottis for, or you swallow, which you need to close your glottis for. And so those two opposing forces, trying to close your glottis and keep your glottis open, is what gives you that lump in the throat sensation.
Boy. The hunk of Havarti was tastier, but this is pretty tasty too.
Totally.
Scientifically.
You got anything else?
I got nothing else. This is a good, perfect shorty, I think.
I agree. Perfection has been achieved, which means Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.